Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Thursday, the 15th of August. US consumer price inflation continued recent trends. It was a little softer than expected, and across developed economies, inflation has tended to come in marginally lower than expected as a rule. Disinflation and deflationary trends continue. Again, almost every sector of the US economy has deflation in some geographic part of the United States. Used car prices are falling everywhere. Clothing prices are collapsing in New York. Furniture prices are plunging in California, and so on. Any idea of price stickiness needs to be thrown out, with the exception of rents and the fictitious owner's equivalent rent, of course. Housing is now the main driver of reported consumer price inflation in the United States. This matters both economically and politically. Middle-income homeowners continue to experience an inflation rate that is noticeably lower than is the headline across the United States. Renters, however, have a cost of living that is a lot closer to the headline consumer price inflation number. Economically, the middle-income homeowner is what matters. Politically, the plight of renters may be relevant. The spending power of the US middle-income consumer is on display with the release of July retail sales data today. While these numbers do include restaurant spending, the bigger trend towards spending on having fun, which is certainly continuing, is not properly captured in these figures. Nevertheless, the force of hedonism is still strong in the US consumer, and retail sales should continue to be growth supportive. Consumption is also important in the context of the labour market, both as a driver of employment and as a signal of the absence of fear of unemployment. Labour market data is assuming increased market attention after the last rogue employment report. Today's weekly initial jobless claims number, another more volatile series, will be more of a focus than normal, perhaps. Japan's second quarter GDP data showed more strength than expected. Japan lamentably annualizes its data, which exaggerates small changes, but the numbers in the second quarter were genuinely good. The first quarter was revised down into a deeper contraction, and that takes some of the shine off of the numbers. The consumer helped to push the figures higher, and while no one would compare the Japanese consumer to the reckless consumption habits of a US household, the domestic consumption numbers were overall good. The Bank of Japan is likely to tread cautiously, given the rather significant financial market reactions to the last interest rate tightening, but this does make a case for not being too accommodative with regards to policy. The United Kingdom did a quick data dump, including its second quarter GDP figure. This was a reasonable number, showing ongoing strength led by the services sector. The consumer was a little weaker than expected, and government spending was a little stronger. Weather patterns may have subdued some consumer spending. Structural change is arguably more advanced in the UK than in other economies. The UK has always led in terms of online retail sales, and home working has accelerated. The UK Office for National Statistics has been very honest about the difficulties in tracking some of these changes. This does lend support to the idea that the UK is doing better than tends to be initially reported in GDP. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways ways and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.